This is GQDN for August 7th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest, by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Put in the promo code called Quest. Yeah, put the word Quest in the promo code and you get 25% off your purchase. It's a lot of delicious stuff, guys. By patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Star Wars Jedi Survivor news, Lord of the Rings news, and some Xbox news. But today, we begin with the UK actors. And this is Eurogamer.net. And the UK Actors Union did introduce some rates to improve their pay. So what they did was they introduced some new minimum rates, and that was to, quote, address systematic low pay, end quote, for the people that are working in the industry. Because the pay for the actors in the UK is below the inflation rates, but they're also lower than that in North America with the same game developers. And the new rates are intended for AAA games in development, other than the indie developers. Now, because there's a game on campaign, the minimum rates may now be set for all these vocal workers. And the party leaders are working on it. And those will be the voice actors David Mencken, Lawrence Bovard, Rebecca Yeo, and Alan Turkington. And they did provide a statement. Quote, after 18 months of hard work, Equity's Video Game Working Party is proud to launch these recommended minimum rates and best practice guidelines for video games. It is the first kind of it in this area. This is an unprecedented step in the right direction for performers in the games industry, where the union has previously been held back by restrictive legislation and unable to publish such guidelines. Our goal is to ensure fair pay and good working conditions for the performers who have trained for years to develop the skills they use to bring video games to life. We urge Equity members to demand these minimum standards, and we invite studios and developers to work with us on collective agreements that protect everyone and will ensure the games industry in the UK continues to thrive. We shall see what happens with that. Let's move on to PlayStation, because Gamatsu did say that PlayStation did ship 61.8 million units for PlayStation 5. But the PlayStation 5 units for the past 3 months, who ended in June 30th, 2024, was at 2.4 million. And that was down by 0.9 million from the same period for the previous fiscal year. But PlayStation Lifestyle, about the same subject, said while the sales of the hardware was down, PlayStation Plus was up. So the Sony Interactive Entertainment report did say they have 12% year-on-year increase in sales and 33% year-on-year increase in the operating income through the first quarter of the fiscal year 2024. And they did say that most of those sales came from PlayStation Plus. And part of that reason for the PlayStation Plus was Helldivers 2, which is a first-party game. And that game did cross 12 million units sold on the PlayStation 5 and PC. And that did boost the first party sales in the first quarter. And that went with Ghost of Tsushima's PC performance. Right now, PlayStation's a little bit quiet, but they are thinking that it could change with Astrobot and Concord. But they have no idea on how that can be done, because they are not first party titles. We shall see what happens. Now, Capcom did say that they're going to Gamescom, and what will they bring? Well, according to Gamatsu, they'll be looking at Street Fighter 6, Ace Attorney Investigations Collection, Kenetsugami Path of the Goddess, Monster Hunter Now, and they might do some live streaming while they're there. So we shall see what happens with Capcom and a lot of other things during Gamescom. Expect more news about Gamescom over the next few days. Over 2 weeks, I should say. But Cyberpunk 2077 has got some ray tracing. WCCF Tech said that the new mod has ray tracing and path tracing, and that should help out with the shadows, the lights, and all of that. And I know people will be liking that one. So there's your update. Now, if you have the NVIDIA app, well, PC Games Zen said that NVIDIA may help out with the GeForce Now within this update. But they also went through like a lot of details with the GeForce Experience and the NVIDIA control panel. Now, the app is still in beta, mainly because they're looking at quite a few different things, like graphics and how graphics are used, video enhancements, more about how graphics are used, how to select the monitors or different displays and adjust the graphics, maybe. So we shall see what happens with that. Now we get to some hardware, because according to PC Gamer, the Forever Mouse from Logitech was being talked about, and Logitech did say that it doesn't have any plans for a subscription for that mouse. And that's what the Logitech CEO did say. So the Forever Mouse won't be free, and that is why the CEO said there's no subscription to it. We'll see. Oh yeah, we're going to Rumorville too. It's Rumorville. While we're packing up our stuff, we might be looking at a Xbox handheld system. And if there is one, it might come out with the next release of major hardware. Well, what Klute did say on Twitter, quote, rumor, according to Jez Corden, the Xbox handheld will be a separate device, an add-on to the Series X successor, and not a hybrid device. Not a hybrid device, huh? Well, WCCF Tech did back that up, because the next console would launch late next year. No, late 2026, because they want to get ahead of PlayStation 6, because that was successful for them when they released the Xbox 360. In fact, Jez Corden did say that there'll be a proper home console with the handheld as an add-on. And Corden did predict that Microsoft could remove the paywalled multiplayer, along with some other incentives to upgrade from the Series X, S and X. So here's what he said, quote, I tell you now, there's going to be a separate handheld, and there's going to be an Xbox Series X successor. It's going to be two different things. They're not just going to try and go all in on handheld only. They're going to do a more traditional console for these Series X people, and then a handheld. I'm predicting a Series X successor, a handheld, and the end of the paywall for premium multiplayer games. That's my prediction. Well, keep an eye on it. Now we get to some stuffs, because PC Games Zen did say that Lollipop Chainsaw Repop does offer some freebies after the Steam launch screw up. So if you bought the game early, the remaster will get free bonuses, because the president of the developer Dragami Games did apologize on the Steam region mistake. So here's what Yasuda did say. His name is Yoshimi Yasuda, about this. Quote, the Steam version of Lollipop Chainsaw Repop has already been approved by the platform, and the store is scheduled to open later this week or early next week. Additionally, we would like to sincerely apologize to our users and the gaming media for the misleading statement in our press release that the Steam release date would differ depending on the region. To be precise, the Steam version is scheduled to be released in all languages on Thursday, September 12th. In addition, since we are unable to accept pre-orders for the Steam version of Repop, we plan to offer special bonuses for early purchasers after the release. In the future, we will be more careful about the content we post when we send out information. We apologize for the inconvenience. Now we go back to pure Xbox, because Lord of the Rings, The Return to Moria, will make its Xbox debut, and that'll be on August 27th. Now, the game did launch on Epic and PlayStation last October, but if you're patient, The Return to Moria will come to you August 27th, so in 20 days. so enjoy it. Oh, I bet you enjoyed this one, though. Bellatro, according to PushSquare.com, sold over 2 million copies. And there's an update coming for the game. So here's what they said on Twitter. Quote, "The first major gameplay update is coming to Bellatro in 2025. The update will bring new ideas and strategies to the game as a token of huge appreciation to the game's brilliant, passionate community. The update will be completely free." Further quote, "We're announcing this today as we officially celebrate 2 million copies sold." Well done. Well done. But if you got a PlayStation 4 and an Xbox One, or an Xbox One, I should say, Star Wars Jedi Survivor will launch September 17th. $50. Because EA Star Wars did say it on Twitter. Quote, "The critically acclaimed Star Wars Jedi Survivor is coming to Xbox One and PlayStation 4 on September 17th, 2024. Pre-order now." And they did show the ratings that they got. GamesRadar gave it 4.5 stars. IGN France gave it 10 out of 10. We'll leave you with something that's out of video games, but still a game. If you play Uno and you like football, Uno and the NFL have joined forces, according to GameSpot.com. And you can pre-order the Uno Elite Starter Pack for only $15. Yep, Uno and the NFL. Good times, I guess. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.